The Pup and Paws Cast is brought to you by Dog and Company in Cookeville. You can call 528-BARK to find out more about what they do. Our topic today is how the Cookeville Putnam County Animal Shelter and ARF work together to accomplish one goal, rescuing animals. Brittany Robbins with ARF and Sarah Hollick-Webb, director of the Cookeville Putnam County Animal Shelter. Sarah, how many animals would you say the shelter receives in a week's time?
A lot. It is shocking, especially during this time of year. During the spring and summer months, usually in a week's time, we're taking in between 20 and 30 animals at least a week. We've already had a day where we've taken in over 24 animals.
In one day.
It's shocking about how many stray puppies, kittens, dogs, and cats there are just in Putnam County alone.
And Brittany, you working with ARF, how many animals do you guys pull from the shelter in a week's time, do you think?
Usually around 6 to 7, sometimes more. It really ebbs and flows on the week, but we try to, on a consistent basis, definitely keep our pools.
And that depends on how many fosters you have or if you have potential adopters that are waiting maybe up north.
Right. So majority of our shelter pools go to transport, which is an ARF transport group that we started in 2012. They go to receiving shelters in different cities. So, for example, we have one city outside of Chicago, one in Ohio, and then we've been going to Delaware a lot this year, too.
So how does this help the shelter, Sarah?
It's huge for the shelter. It keeps our population rolling. It keeps new animals coming in and out. And it creates space for us, especially, of course, like you pointed out, when we're getting in all of these animals every week and every day. They're piling in on us, and thank goodness we have a wonderful adopter base. We have multiple rescue groups that we work with, because if it wasn't for that, we would be in dire need of space. So this helps. And when you have space and when you're not overcrowded, it makes it cleaner, which makes everything healthier as well.
So how important is it for you as the shelter director to have a good rapport with some of these rescue groups?
It's amazing, because the rescue groups will also pull animals in need, and ARF is like our number one champion for doing this. There's certain needs that we cannot meet in the animal shelter. We're still a kennel environment. We do the very, very best we can, and we're happy to provide food, shelter, water, and some socialization. But there's things like, I believe we sent you a couple heartworm positive dogs by accident this week that ARF has been willing to keep and put them in their foster system so that they can rehab and in homes that are quiet and calm and free of stress so that these animals can be healthy and happy and be ready to be adopted.
So, Brittany, does ARF just pull from the shelter?
We actually do try to keep a focus on the shelters, but we also take owner surrenders, a lot of stray pleas. A lot of times there's counties in the Upper Cumberland that do not have a shelter, so we will facilitate those sometimes as much as we can. But definitely in Putnam County, we certainly try to focus on pulling from the shelter as much as possible. And again, like you said, that depends on if we have a foster home or if we have someone willing to take that dog in.
I think it's rare for the foster groups and foster organizations to have such a good rapport like with the Cookeville Putnam County Shelter. I think it's really good that you both are open-minded.
Yeah, sadly, sometimes it is. I don't understand how relationships become so contentious sometimes. Every time that we get a text, email, message from ARF, we're like, oh gosh, we've got one going out. This is going to be a good thing. And like I said, they do amazing things for us and for some of our just really special needs pets. And as do other rescue groups. We have some blind deaf dog rescue groups that we work with and just other specialty groups that are so kind that they realize that we have animals that are literally flooding in the doors every day. And sometimes we don't have the time or the staff to put towards some of these animals that have a greater need.
And you say the time or the staff, we need to tell listeners, going back to the 20 a day that you got.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have a wonderful volunteer base, which we could not survive without. So if anyone wants to volunteer, come see me at the animal shelter. We'll be happy to get you. And I'm sure ARF is always looking for volunteers too. We'll be happy to get something set up for you. But yes, we have usually only 2 or 3 staffers a day to help with facilitate adoptions, medicate, feed, socialize the animals, as well as take care of the things on, the backside of the building, which is to take in all these animals, to vaccinate them, to do exams on them, to make sure they're healthy, and triage them. A lot of times we do get in sick or injured animals to triage, get them to wherever they need to go. So it's challenging.
Brittany, talk about how this time of year is kind of a difficult and more overrun than any other time of year.
Right. Well, traditionally in spring and summer, we like to call it kitten season. So all of our stray cats who are unfixed, are in heat, and ready to reproduce. So around this time of year, we are seeing lots and lots of litters. These are litters that are on the streets, so these are not in, generally not in people's homes. We do have pleas from folks who have had a cat and been feeding it, and it's not altered. So, you know, surprise kittens come along. But we're seeing a lot of just strays. And so we can't help them if we don't have fosters. So as the shelter gets full, we can only pull and relieve them space-wise if we have a home for them to then come into.
Sarah, a lot of folks think, oh, well, they just take animals in and out. They don't care about animals.
Mm-hmm.
Set the record straight.
Well, I mean, for those folks, I really invite you to come to the shelter. There is a whole lot of love at the shelter, both from our staff and the amazing volunteers that we have. So for those that think that, I would really invite you to spend just even 10 or 15 minutes with us. It's crazy. It's hectic. It's wild. It's a lot of fun. But there is, above all, there is a lot of love in that place. And that's, I think that's what keeps all of us going.
And you can tell the love between just you and Brittany, too. Because, you know, you guys are good friends. You also love what you're doing. And the passion in your voices speak for the animals, too. That's what these two really, they do believe in fostering, rescuing, and helping save those that are just coming, just inundated. You both are inundated with animals. So I'd love for folks to kind of reach out, come to the shelter, visit the shelter, find out about ARF, go online, ARF-TN.com. And then the shelter has a page, too. Facebook page.
We do. Primarily, most of our work is done on Facebook. Social media has been very kind to us, and we have lots of followers, thank goodness. Yeah, so Facebook.com/CPCAS. And check us out and check out some of our adoptable animals as well.
Brittany Robbins with ARF and Sarah Hollick-Webb, director of the Cookeville-Putnam County Animal Shelter. Our Pup and Paws cast is brought to you by Dog and Company. Visit them online, dog-co.com.